Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
The Tierney Sutton Band is here. Tierney and her band are masters of melody and improvisation, 7 Grammy nominations so far, including her latest Paris Sessions. One of the world's top jazz singers for the past couple of decades. Kind of excited to talk about Old Blue Eyes in a few, but right now, let's get into some jazz. Please help me welcome, with Christian Jacob at the piano, Kevin Axt on bass, Ray Brinker drumming, it's the Tierney Sutton Band.
I love you.
Tierney Sutton Band live in the studios here at KPLU. Christian Jacob, Kevin Axt, and Ray Brinker at the piano, bass, and drums. Tierney singing, celebrating a century of Sinatra. Great to have you back, Tierney.
Thank you.
Now, you actually did a Frank Sinatra songbook album, Dancing in the Dark, a few years ago.
Yeah, 2002. It's been more than a few years.
It's been tell me about the appeal of Frank Sinatra to this band. Is there a big Sinatra fan in the band that said, we got to get into this stuff?
Oh, well, I think we all are Sinatra fans. I'll speak for myself. I'm a Sinatra fan for sure. But what I'll say is that to do a Sinatra show is really to do a retrospective of everything we've done in 22 years, because so much of the material is material that was at one time recorded by Frank Sinatra. If you're going to do Great American Songbook material and you're going to do the best songs of the Great American Songbook, you will end up doing a whole bunch of stuff that Sinatra recorded. That's what we found. Does anybody else have anything to add to any of that?
Exactly.
Lots of nods and exactlys from the band. Now, Frank Sinatra had a huge personality, and he really owned a lot of the Great American Songbook. And I wonder, this band has such a personality of its own. Where does Frank's personality come into your interpretations?
Well, there's a couple of things that come to mind for me. As a vocalist, Sinatra was unbelievable in terms of his delivery of a lyric, his diction, his pitch, his time. He really was the best. And there was such an amazing combination of extremely high technical ability as a vocalist, but he had the ability to phrase as if he was speaking to you, as if he would phrase the same way you would speak. He'd breathe in the place he would breathe in the phrase if he were saying it. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. You know, he would never do fly me to the moon and let me play among, you know. There's a lot of crimes like that that go on in the world of phrasing. And Frank is a great example. But, I mean, I think in terms of his time, in terms of, so I think the band, we love great excellence in music, and Frank had a whole bunch of that.
He also was a heck of an actor, won a couple of Oscars for his film performances, and I got to think that had something to do with the way he delivered a song, too.
There's no question about it, and the older I get and the more I sing, the more I realize that any minute that I'm singing, I'm in a little character event. I'm singing lyrics, and I'm telling a story. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of a certain story.
Frank, of course, also part of the Rat Pack with Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin and Joey Bishop and Peter Lawford. The Tierney Sutton Band tours around. Who's Joey Bishop? Who's Sammy? Do you guys get into a Rat Pack?
I think Ray is definitely Sammy. There's just no question. Yeah. No. Well, but you love. Yeah. Well, but you love Sammy, and you're. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Who are you, Kev? What do you think?
I'll be Peter Lawford.
Attaboy.
I think you're Dean. I think you're Dean. And let's see. Let's see. Who's left?
Joey Bishop?
I think Christian's pretty hysterical sometimes. I don't know if I get to be Frank, or maybe I'm Joey Bishop and you're Frank. Who knows?
We're going to talk about the most recent record, Paris Sessions, in the next break. But let's hear another song now. What have you got for us?
We're going to do a great song by Brooks Bowman that was recorded by Frank, East of the Sun. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near the sun at daytime, near the moon at night, we'll be living a lovely way, dear. Sharing our love, the pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun, west of the moon, my dear, we'll be east of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a drinking house of love, dear. Near the sun and daytime, near to the moon at night, we'll live in a lovely way. Share our love in the pale light, just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a honey life to lovely tune. East of the sun, west of the moon, we'll be east of the sun.
stove. We'll build a dream house of love near the sun in the daytime, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, sharing our love in the pale light. Just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die. We'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a honey life. Lonely to the east of the sun and west of the moon. We'll be east of the sun and west of the moon.
To the sun and west of moon, we'll build a dream house of love, 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 dear. Near the sun at daytime, near the moon at night, we'll be living a lovely way, dear. Sharing our love, the pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love won't die, we'll keep it that way. High among the stars, we'll find a harmony back to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, and by my dear, we'll be east of the sun and west of the moon.
Sutton Band, making the most of the coffee we gave them before the session today.
That's right.
Tierney, your most recent record, the Grammy-nominated Paris Sessions with Kevin and French guitarist Serge Merlot.
Yes.
Paris must be on your mind after the recent dramatic incidents.
And Serge,
certainly it was on my mind, too. Yeah, yeah. The country of France has been so important to the world of jazz.
Yeah, and that the music for that record was prepared very close to these attacks and to the Charlie Hebdo attacks, because Serge lives in the Bastille area. Kevin and I just returned from the Tel Aviv Jazz Fest that we did with Serge, and he said that the spirit in France is very interesting. All of the musicians that play in cafes, the philosophy is come out. Everybody's going out, he said. So all these gigs that normally they do, and, you know, a couple people come and everything, everyone is going out to be in the cafes and to support the musicians and to support the industry. So it's interesting times, man.
To speak about the album itself, Paris Sessions, great record. You wrote some songs for that album, is that right?
I didn't write the songs, but Serge wrote three songs that are on that record. And we're thinking that maybe what we're going to do is do different sessions in different places around the world. We'll just go and do Tel Aviv sessions and then Rome sessions and then Johannesburg sessions. I don't know. See what we do.
And back with the Tierney Sutton Band.
Absolutely.
I've got to wonder what the next project is for this group. And we've kind of talked about what it may be.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at several things right now. We're looking at the music of Sting, which is a very interesting idea, because Sting is like Joni Mitchell, the music of Joni Mitchell that I did a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Sting is an artist that has deep connections to jazz and to the Great American Songbook. He's recorded many Great American Songbook songs, so it's legal to put some of those in. And so we're looking at that, and we're also looking at the music of Thelonious Monk. You never know what we're going to do, but it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Tierney, longtime teacher down at USC, and now I understand you're now at the LA College of Music?
LA College of Music. I haven't been at USC in probably gosh, 10 years or more. But but I still have a great relationship with them. I do teach at LA College of Music in Pasadena when I'm not on the road. It's just very difficult to have a real stay put teaching position when you're running around as much as I do. But I do love to teach, and I get a chance to teach at CSUN, California State University in Northridge, and LA College of Music, and occasionally for USC too.
And your students, some of your students are really starting to break out and have a lot of success. I'm talking about Gretchen Parlato and Becca Stevens and Seattle's own Sarah Gazzara.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder, beyond teaching them just how to be a good jazz singer, if you've taught anything that's helped them business-wise in the business of show.
Well, you know, Becca Stevens is a great example because she never was my student, but her father was a fan and used to give her my records when she was 11 or 12. And when she first met me, she said, "Oh, I used to listen to you and Ella Fitzgerald all the time when I was 11 and 12 years old. I felt so old, but I felt, but I was incredibly honored." But her father sent me an email years ago and said, "My daughter is moving to New York. Do you have any advice?" And I wrote him back. And I'm so glad I did because she's a genius. I think she's absolutely extraordinary. So I can't say she's really my student, but I did connect to her early on. And it's really something to see those students just kick butt all over the place. It's really wonderful.
Were there any tips business-wise that you gave to them to help them with their careers?
I think business is not my strong suit for sure.
The band laughs behind her.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of jazz business. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm going to give you business advice. The business advice I'm going to give you is get a different job if you're interested in business. You know, the only business advice I've ever given to another musician is love what you're doing, and try to find people that you can connect with and do it with, period. That's it. And go find musicians that you want to hear. Go hear what they're doing and ask them questions about the music. Stay focused on the music because the rest of it is out of our hands.
And we've got time for one more song. We're going to put on our dancing shoes for this last one.
Sort of. This is a beautiful medley of songs. One is a classic that Frank used to do at the end of some of his shows and some of his TV shows and some of his performances called The Last Dance, and the other is an old standard, Dancing in the Dark. It's the last dance. We've come to the last dance. They're dimming the lights now. They're hoping we'll go. It's obvious they're aware of us, the pair of us, alone on the floor. Still, I want to hold you like this forever and more. We dancing in the dark. Till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by. Guide me through the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together.
to guide me through the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. It's the last song. Oh, they're playing the last song. The orchestra's yawning. They're sleepy, I know. They're wondering, just when will we leave? But till we leave, keep holding me tight through the last dance. Each beat of the last dance. And save me the first dance in your dream. Two.